Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today we're going to be speaking about ready in season, being ready in season. As 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Many of us from the unbalanced tendency to be ready, only out of season. The season does not refer to time, it refers to us. This verse says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. In other words, we should be ready whether we feel like it or not. If we do only what we feel inclined to do, some of us would never do anything. There are some people who are totally unemployable in the spiritual realm. They're spiritually feeble and weak. They would be the weaker brethren. And they refuse to do anything unless they are supernaturally inspired. The proof that our relationship is right with God is that we do our best whether we feel inspired or not. One of the worst traps a Christian worker can fall into is to become obsessed with his own exceptional moments of inspiration. When the Spirit of God gives you a time of inspiration and insight, you tend to say, now that I've experienced this moment, I will always be like this for God. No, you will not. And God will make sure of that. Those times are entirely the gift of God. You cannot give them to yourself when you choose. If you say you will only be at your best for God, as during those exceptional times, you actually become an intolerable burden on Him. You will never do anything unless God keeps you consciously aware of His inspiration to you at all times. If you make a God out of your best moments, you will find that God will fade out of your life, never to return until you are obedient in the work He has placed closest to you, and until you have learned not to be obsessed with those exceptional moments He has given you. Let us go from here this morning, obedient to God in all that He leads our steps in. Not just what we feel like when we feel like, but as He puts His finger on what He puts His finger on, may we follow through all to His glory.